Pressure is building on the federal government to join a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. The United States won't be sending any dignitaries or government officials to the Games in protest against China's human rights abuses. Australia is being urged to join the fight, but some argue the stance won't have much of an impact. Stephanie Smale reports.
As international outrage builds about China's alleged human rights abuses, the United States is using the Winter Olympics to make a stand. The US government is accusing the Chinese government of genocide and crimes against humanity and is withdrawing any potential diplomatic or government presence at Beijing's Winter Games. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
As the president has told President Xi, standing up for human rights is in the DNA of Americans. We have a fundamental commitment to promoting human rights, and we feel strongly in our position.
China hit back before the anticipated boycott had even been announced, accusing the US of politicising the Olympics. Here's Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian.
What the US should do is correct its attitude, practice a more united Olympic spirit, and take China's concerns seriously. Do not politicize sports and stop calling for the so-called diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics so as not to affect the dialogue and cooperation between China and the US in important areas. If the US insists in willfully clinging to its course, China will definitely take resolute countermeasures.
Liberal Senator Erica Betts wants the Morrison government to follow the US and call a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics too, regardless of any risk of backlash.
Just because a country seeks to be belligerent, seeks to wreak retribution on us, does not mean that we should not be acting on a matter of principle in solidarity with the 1 million Uyghurs in concentration camps as we speak. So this is a very serious issue. The lessons of history are there for all of us to see. And I hope that Australia takes a stand very quickly.
He argues it will hurt China if world leaders stay away from the Winter Games. But others aren't so sure. ABC Olympic reporter and host of The Ticket, Tracy Holmes, says the United States diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Summer Games in 2008 had little long-term impact.
And a lot of that discussion then was around Tibet, but also the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. There had been some early indications that all was not well in that province. And you would have to argue that the sole impact of that diplomatic boycott, partial as it was, and of course not all countries buying in, made zero impact on the ground.
She argues it's unlikely a diplomatic absence would have any impact on the athletes either.
To all intents and purposes, athletes are not there for the opening ceremonies. Many of them don't march in the opening ceremony. Many of them are already up in the mountains or wherever their venues are, getting mentally prepared for their event and putting in their best effort. And they don't even notice who is standing on the sidelines at many of these events. It's only until they finish and have their medal presentations that they take the time to notice who is there and who is cheering them. But, you know, nobody has ever essentially missed a head of state at an Olympic Games because it is about the athletes and the sport.
That's ABC Olympics reporter Tracy Holmes ending that report from Stephanie Smale.